You're listening to Amiel from AwakeningTheTruthWithin.com, intuitive counseling and crystal light body healing for your sacred inner balance. This is the Freedom Meditation from my January 2026 newsletter, Being the Peace, which is free to subscribers. Your spiritual foundation. Your spiritual transformation requires some sense of what is true of you and what is fabricated, that which you believe you need to be. The risk of turning yourself into something more or something else than you are authentically is that you distance yourself from your heart and you repeat the pattern of demoralization and human enslavement. To feel this disconnection is deeply painful, because it means that you don't feel yourself to be in unity with the divine creator, your creator. To separate yourself from the universe of creation is to deny your wholeness, deny that you are divine, and decide that you are inadequate or unworthy. You have decided then that to be a creation of God is not enough. This is the story that's been carried for so long by so many that we should be asking why. Why is this self-diminishment so repetitive? And why does it take so much work to move out from under this self-suppression? It's so much easier when it's understood that the sense of disconnection is not the manipulation imposed by the negative alien agenda, but all that came before it was. Meaning the felt disconnection is the end result of years of trauma, mind control programming, karmic imbalances, alien machinery, black magic, and a death culture, resulting in a loss to the soul consciousness. It's the accumulated pain that has existed without the love of God, not because of God's rejection, but because the negative alien overlays, imprints, and influences have blocked, reversed, blackened, and deadened the flow of God's life force. Yet we are never truly disconnected from the divine. It can feel that way, but it's not so. We are never forsaken. If the heart knows this, and at its deepest level it does, then how effortless would it be to put that knowledge into focus so that it overrides all the manipulations? It's that simple, but not that easy. The lies have been passed from generation to generation. They have even been imposed under threat of abuse. They have been compacted into belief systems, religions, and man-made laws. They have created erratic energies, mental schisms, and blind spots. They have made us into confused humans, sifting and sorting endlessly to discern what feels true, especially as we now move closer to disclosure. The pain distorts and creates false trust, demanding expectations, learned helplessness, and victim consciousness that serves only one purpose: to separate the angelic human from the most powerful relationship one can have, the unification with God. It's this relationship that provides a solid sense of safety, true inner security, and sacred balance. Be very clear that when we see the liars and deceivers, the controller pillars of society, attempt to control more and more about us, especially the freedom of speech, this is their anti-human countermeasure to the current ascending timelines on Earth and the resurrection of our beloved solar rishi, Resha. Our founder creators are flowing into the Earth's grids so that their presence may be in each and every heart again, in open communication with us, so that we do not feel disconnected from the divine anymore. Currently, the cosmic crystalline grids are being reactivated with extensive preparations for the return of the cosmic Holy Father in his King Arthur emanation, which will reconnect humanity's soul consciousness to the Diamond Sun solar consciousness. This guardian support includes the dismantling of inorganic Metatronic reversals, as well as upgrades to the 10th dimension blueprint that was always purposed for naturally communicating with our inner Christ avatar and further with our star families. It's still necessary to choose this, to receive this, to know what direction you are intending to move, and to heal the sacred gifts of your light body so that the pain of perceived separation is dissolved. If it can be said in a simpler way, it's this. Do not ever assume that you are anything but God's precious creation. You, not just others, but you have the blessing of God. There is nothing more being asked of you but to participate in your awakening, so you reclaim and accept your authentic spirit, and so that your heart, as one with God, means everything to you. This is your spiritual foundation. If you would like one-to-one support to strengthen your relationship with the Divine Creator, book a healing session. Go to www.awakeningthetruthwithin.com. Be peace.